Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me get it started, folks. I'm running about 2 minutes behind. Let me get the board going. I'll be right back with y'all. 1 second. Yo, 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 to the Butt Nigga DJ Grant Show. You there, DJ?
Yeah, I'm here.
What you doing, boy? What you doing? What you doing?
Trying to lock up.
Trying to lock up. What you doing, old man?
What's happening?
No, you lying. What the hell? You still working?
I'm lying. I'm trying to... lock the door, brother. Locking the door, somebody else pull them up. That ain't can't stop them, sir. Good word. I say y'all gotta hold on. Y'all ain't gotta hold on.
Okay, sir.
What's happening?
I don't know it, I don't know it. I'm trying to get this show up and going the road. Give you a call, see what you got going on.
Welcome everybody to the DJ Grand and Butt Naked Show. A.K.A. Week Big Tuesday, A.K.A. Don't Nobody Move, Don't Nobody Get Hurt Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
What's on your mind, nigga? Yeah.
Oh, man, it's all fun again. I was just having fun on dogs, so it kind of got kind of personal early, so I was picking up my own friend. They said somebody needs on live national radio instead of in person. I got to play with my friend behind closed doors, but I guess I got to.
I mean, what happened? Oh, yeah. What are you talking about?
My buddy tight, man.
But I didn't hear you on that, so it must have been something I missed.
Y'all playing my buddy Type Man. A lot of folks know me as Type Man real cool like that. They just said Type Man go to iron on me, but in reality, me and Type Man closing with a lot of motherfuckers. Nope. No, we real cool.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad he all right. But, yeah, they've been, a lot of people been ragging on my buddy at last.
Yeah, but see, I didn't know they were doing it. You know, I ain't got Facebook and stuff, but I guess they went down on him a little too hard. And some people really don't care for Type Man. You know, they the one that really going out on him. I mean, you know, but me and him friend, me and him already had no talk. And so, you know,
I mean, it's, you know, I mean, Type Man, though. I mean, it is what it is. You got to be able to stand in the paint. Hell, all of us get ragged on. Everybody get ragged on.
It's kind of funny to be for real, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, Type Man had an accident. He's okay. I'm glad, okay, you got them chilling. You got the old lady, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got
a
family.
That's the biggest thing.
You
know. Glad he's okay.
And so I called
him. We can joke about it once it's over, as long as he's okay. And, they, you know, ain't no.
No, we can't joke about it.
It didn't look like it was that bad.
We got to joke about it in private, Latonya said. We got to joke about it in private. We got to joke about it in private.
Joke about it in private.
Joke about it.
Yeah, joke about it.
Private. Joke about it.
Yeah,
we're going to joke about it in private.
Everybody joking about it.
They was on,
they showed last night. Type Man, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not trying to blame anybody. I'm just glad they're okay. I'm just glad they're on. I called my buddy on the radio show tonight. Y'all know it's all kind of new cars out there. Make a long story short, you know, you can buy a special need person car. You know, got brakes and gas on the steering wheel, or they got a gas pedal and the brake pedal up higher in the car or further down in the car for handicapped people. So we don't buy them kind of cars because, you know, they can be a hazard. We can have a wreck because we ain't used to driving them, you know what I'm saying? And when them people are used to driving, but that's the only way they know how to drive. So I asked Type Man, why would he go out there and get in a goddamn, he wouldn't buy them cars at the car lot, so why would we go out there and get in a special needs person raid car. They were like, what you talking about? Dog got special needs. You know, he's one of his legs, he's taller than the other one. He got his gas pedal way jacked up in the ass, you know. It's like cracking joke, man. They get mad. Type Man get mad. Other people get mad. Type Man get mad about. What else he mad about? You know. What do you do? Me and Type Man done broke bread and did this and did that. They just don't know that. They ain't never seen me and Type Man together. They ain't never heard me and Type Man ride on track together. Me and Type Man been in the strip club together. We ain't yet, but we still, we straight. But, you know, a lot of people took offense to it. And me, was I going down? What's the name? I got to get more going on, too. I forgot about that. Well, I'm going down to trick or treat so they can laugh at me when I get gout. No, homie, I ain't got no car like you got, but I got one coming. Soon and very soon. I think I'm not being like that. I bet. Yeah. You got dropped off.
Yeah, my face hit the mute button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get they want to raid now. Don't bother me. If my tuner say he's going, I'll try.
Yeah, we're getting toward the end of the year, so it's getting toward the end of the year, so rubber got to start meeting the road. I mean, it's just getting to the point where if you damn it, just hopping, I'm new to us. It is what it is. They there, there. If I'm going A to B, God damn it, somebody's going to have to get beside. I'm damn.
You ain't got them lines? I ain't nothing scared of no bear. Bear, got you. No, I got on with Natalie like 10 deep. You know what I think over there. 773-3490, Mike is live.
Hey, what's happening, guys? What's happening? What's happening?
What's up, D?
Man, sitting there listening. Congratulations to my Chicago Cubs. We just won the National League Division Series. The Cubs beat the Cardinals. We move on to the next. I'm not a Chicago fourth fan like that. Be a win. But let me say this. I don't know the ins and outs of you and Tite's relationship. I hear what you're saying. But in Lil Tony's defense, I'm going to say this. Lil Tony wasn't saying that it can't be joked on and like that. what Lil Tony, I tried to explain that earlier. What Lil Tony was saying is that you're saying you are a personal friend of Tite. By you being a personal friend of Tite, not just an associate of his, what Lil Tony is saying that if you open the door up, then here come these a-holes who don't give a damn about him, really. Just that if Bugnecki can do that, then they have to say it too. But this is what he said for you. He wasn't saying that it can't be joked on. He was saying, in your case, if you want to get them, you should call him, you know, here. He got on Tite's ass, but it was on man to man. And it wasn't on the shit. Mm-hmm. That's what he, you know. It wasn't that he took offense to it. I mean, I even talked to Lil Tony since the show, you know, since he got. It wasn't that he took offense to you. He was just saying by you being his friend, and the way you said it, you're a close friend of his. He feel like, you know, you shouldn't open the door. It's bad enough he gonna hear from the people that don't give a damn about it. But you know, when a person that care about you, if they'll say a damn thing about you, then the people that don't give a damn about you feel like they sure enough can say it. You know,
that's what usually happens a lot of times. You get people that jump up. But I gotta say this though. I don't care to talk about it at all. Personally, it's over, it's done with, it is what it is. And you know, he got enough haters that was talking about him. But I think it's already out there. I mean, it's out there for the world to see, and it just happened. It is what it is. The bottom line is, ain't nobody exempt to you know, to shit talking or somebody going down. I mean, that just, you know. But I can also see where if, you know, him, Tony and Tite cool. So, I mean, Tony saying, well, shoot, you got something to say, get your ass down. I mean, I can see that too now. That is him just kicking in, you know, say, hey, you want to joke about that? Get your ass over there. Let me go on and let him laugh. At, you know, I can see that too now, you know, so it is what it is.
I'm going to tell you about that on. See, Lil Tony don't know the inside clique of Tite and Bugnecki. You see what I'm saying?
He didn't know.
Yeah, because they tight.
What?
Yeah.
By him not knowing the inside click of Bugnecki and Tite, well, in his case, I'm going to defend my man.
Let
me get on you, then. You know, that's what Lil Tony.
Yeah.
Lil Tony felt like he was doing it wrong.
Yeah, I guess he really didn't know. I call Tite, man, like one time before. Tite, you going to live? No, I ain't got no ties on my truck. He said, what you mean? I said, man, I need a sick tire to go on there and do it. Motherfucker, get your ass to Atlanta. I got your sick tire for $600. It costs. For real? Man, you know the rule yet? You know what he said? It was like goddamn 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. We on the road going to get some goddamn tire. Some poor Atlanta ain't never been in before. God, cool we is, you know what I'm saying? He got his partner over at the tire store and told him to give him his decal. He got me some tires so I can go to the range that weekend. Down cool me Tite, man, either. You know what I'm saying?
You know you and Tite. Yeah. Your little Tony don't know that. So it's a little
Tony.
No,
you don't know that. You didn't know that.
Little Tony is saying you called him a friend, but you really not a friend because you're going to come on the show and try to rat on him like
that. I say that along with now. I seen a post. It looked like little Tony. I don't know for a fact if it's little Tony, but I think it's Puerto Rican Pete's son put a post up there, something like Lil Tony looking to run everybody in camp 2-8 or something like that. I think Lil Tony on the war path for the end of the year, trying to go on and get who he can get, you know, just trying to go on and do what he's going to do for the end of the year. That's what I think. I mean,
it doesn't seem like he's on the war path, man. He seems to be on the war path.
Yeah, that's what it's that time of year. I mean, it's time you're gonna box or throw rocks. It's that time, shoot. Time to shit get off the porch now. Ain't no if and buts about it. Can't show up nowhere and not show out.
Well, that goes without saying. It's like he on the war, man.
Yeah, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Yeah. Yep.
I have a little noise in my
back. Mhm. So, this is what we got going on. What they got going up north, D? Any races going on up north that you know of?
Nah, man, nothing.
This weekend, all roads lead to Belle Rose, Louisiana for King B race. Lord willing, if everything stays the same, everything stays good. That's what I'm planning on being this weekend in Belle Rose, Louisiana. No problem. I think it's no problem dragway, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure King B will probably come on and tell us a little bit more about it. 2 days of racing. Yeah, shootout. And I think they got 75 grudge races. I think I heard that now. Already got close to 70 some grudge races already locked in. So, ought to be it.
That's already locked.
So it's a 75 already locked in?
That's what I heard. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, if I am mistaken, somebody please clear it up. But I don't think my ears deceived me. That's exactly what was said.
Yeah, you don't think you're deceived, but you know that damn jerk here drew one down in my ear sometimes.
There he go. You see what I got to deal with, King?
Hey, I seen Mike down there right off
and
got
them.
He got some new shit. That
dribbling
stuff. You need to try that.
He sure
do.
That's crazy. I gotta give the house a shout out. I was up there last Thursday. I definitely want to say the house of hook definitely live up to their name. Because that bastard is hooking. Precious alive. I ain't telling no lie, y'all. How's the hook cooking last Thursday, boy? So I did something that ain't done in a minute. That mother tried to go 90 degrees and what the hell?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Down at the door. How's the hook? Gotta throw that out there.
What other events we got going on coming up? Anybody
else racing? Yeah, shoot. Other than that, Phoenix City got a race this weekend. We got a Revenge Fest, something like that this weekend too. So they got a 28 entire shootout.
They got a 3-day
race. Fire the Fed didn't sell, neighbor. I think so, yeah. So Phoenix City got something going on this weekend. I hate to just call out races. I don't know, if anybody else got something. I don't want to miss nobody's race. If anybody else got a race going, I think Bowman or Peg Land Dragway, I think they got something going on. I think I've seen that on the board. So anybody else got a race or event coming up, they want to come on and talk about it, feel free to hit the one button and tell us about it.
Oh, yeah.
But the big one seems to be Louisiana this weekend. That's what I think, like I got Wayne Never Scared from up north, John Doe. Witt 901 going to be in the house. The Prime Time going to be in the house. I mean, it's going to be shaping up to be a hell of a race down there in Louisiana this weekend. So.
Wayne and Witt are trying to get a little something. Wick over there on Dog Show trying to draw on everybody.
Shorty.
Yeah, Wick's all playing. I told him I'm going to fuck him up and name my car Shorty, too. He just dropped out with their ass.
Huh? What you say now? What you say?
D just dropped down. His phone dropped. King B.
Oh, okay.
Let me get that damn mark on him 1 second. Yeah. I'm going to get that name my car shop. Get the fuck with it.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Get more number. Uh, 49.
sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
All right, we're talking this way. We're talking this way. Talking this way.
Goddamn. Well, we're going to get Maul right now. I guess he's on the road. I talked with him earlier. I don't know what he got going on. DJ, goddamn. We don't trying to lock everybody in. Damn, everybody move. Oh, yeah. So, DJ, you going to Louisiana?
I'm here. I just got to go on mute for a second.
All right. All right, King D, you dropped off back.
Yeah, I just fell off when I got back in this truck, man. So I'm going to try to go in and out on mute. But, King, I'll be in.
Okay.
I'm here with
you. Okay, all right, all right. Well, like DJ said, they got one down in Louisiana. King B race is down there this weekend, fellas. And, Phoenix City got one going on, and they got a three-day race, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 29 on one day, and Grudgeon, 28. I don't know the full details of it. If you can get this guy on from Phoenix City track, if you can get him to enlighten us on what he got going on down there. For the one that might not want to make a trip down the road, I'll find Mr. Gordon number here. Y'all bear with me 1 second. We're going to try to get King B on him, too. Okay. There you go. Y'all bear with me 1 second.
She got King B over there. Wait, what? On a dog show, Ivy Wick. I don't know.
Okay.
He's on there. He over on a dog show. Wick trying to lock it up right now. Throw that together.
Trying to be a bad man. Let me try the other guy, and we'll try King B in a minute. Somebody get somebody a text. Tell them about that show.
Oh, let me tell you guys, Junior. He's for a Mafia. Motor City Mafia calling in. The belt holders of Extreme 29 and 28.
Yeah, I heard that, and I heard that, and I think SBO has the Extreme 28 belt, if I'm not mistaken, and they're supposed to be a trick or treat, so I don't see why that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian. Oh, I thought he picked up. I mean, I hang this phone up. Only not to hang the damn phone up. It'll change the board up. Let me see. It counts. The damn thing still. There you go. All right, they got it. Who got the red belt? What y'all talking about now? DJ.
No, I say Junior from the Motor City Mafia in Clarksville. They issued a challenge to the Extreme 28 and 29 champ. They want them both. They wait and see if they're going to accept the challenge. They want a proper deposit for the Extreme 28 and 29.
Who's trying to do that now?
Junior, I'm a Motor City Mafia in Clarksville.
Okay.
All right. At the end of the day, you know, everybody want to close out. It seems like he want to go in as a champion instead of coming out as a champion. It's a challenge to both guys, 28 and 29 with the Extreme belt. Well, who got the Extreme belt for the 29? I thought Lil Tony had the Extreme belt for the 29.
He got his got a small block, something. He got whatever belt that one Big had, ain't
he? Yeah, Lil Tony got the one Big had. Lil Tony drawed on Big, and Big just walked away from racing him. I don't even hear his name no more.
I don't know. I heard him. I seen him. I ain't heard him about him, but I seen him.
Yeah, I know. I'm a roll for that. He should have escorted me out the track. So I'm going to get him every chance I get. It was a little
I
show that showed
him anyway.
The kid is a go to the
book college. They're telling him what, man?
Man, I don't hear the man.
He don't even call in on the show. That's all I'm talking about trying to raise.
The show don't.
No, he don't.
Sure don't.
I thought the biz Sunday. He's on the way back.
They don't call into the show no more. Know what they're talking about.
Oh. I know a lot of time he'd be working. But he was, I talked to him Sunday, and he was coming back from one of the races from up north. I think it was Chucky's them race. I heard they had a nice race. That's what somebody can come on and tell us about it. They said they had 51 or 50 cars in the, in that shootout. 50. And, guess who won? Guess who won?
Who that?
Zabo. Zabo went up there and goddamn took the North money. I think it's the second time he done took the North money. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it is.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Huh?
Who raised
it? It was Chucky race up there in, was it 131?
41. Not 41, 131.
131, I think, yeah.
They
were hard to beat, I know. They were hard to beat.
Hey, you fought there. It didn't work out here. I need to be in there.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, but Lil Tony showed up. Lil Tony showed up and Beer showed off the scene.
Yeah.
I just got to put an APB out for
us. Has he been racing anything? Has he did anything lately?
He got a new car. He got a new. Again, a clean little car, though. Clean little coupe.
You got it.
You know, Biz, I don't think Biz fall in love with no race car. Biz will get another race car in a minute.
Well, I don't think he falls in love with him because they're telling him to draw on him. He figured if he keeps selling them, they're telling him he got time to draw.
I think Lil Tony played it when Lil Tony played his last hand. Lil Tony came out. I mean, it's just no ifs, ands. The man did his due diligence and he came out right. What can you say? The man did it. Everybody got an opportunity to do whatever they got to do, and the man just, you know, came out, set his mind to do something, and shit, he definitely the baddest man with a small block, period. But if it was my car, if that car was my car,
yeah,
I'd be chill. Wouldn't nobody be safe with that stuff. I'd be drawing on. I wouldn't give a damn what you think. And I think that's what he's doing now. So. A nice piece. But, you know, anything can happen.
Well,
you can't be scared in the rain. Anything can happen.
Well, I goddamn get mine together, that new one. He damn sure can get it like Rick Craw. Strap it on him. I just can't wait to get it back.
Back on not only not getting the ring, Beers won't even be around the ring if that's on there.
Say what, Lee?
Not only will Beers not get in the ring with him, Beers don't even want to be around the ring with him.
Well, I think Beers already told him, you know, he don't want no problem. If a man just say he don't want no problem, he can't do nothing respect it. And that's what he said, he don't want no problem. So, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but
he cried about the rules and trying to change the rule around to fit him or before?
What rule are you trying to change?
this is what Latoya ended up getting the bill, and they retiring the bill. I've never heard ever, never seen it before in no sport. Well, man, get a bill and then it'll be retired.
Yeah, I can't say I so much a really good, but I mean, dog is over those rules, so Biz can't control those rules. Anybody can profess something, but dog is the one that's over the rules. But I don't really necessarily agree with that either. The man win a belt. I can't say I agree with that. But hey, I'm not the one that makes the decision, so you can't be mad at me because I'm not the one that makes the
decision. Biz might not control it, but he sure cried enough that. To help persuade.
Yeah, anybody can impress. You know, there's a lot of crybabies out here, man. There's a lot of people say this, say that. So I look at a small block as a small block. Everybody got their chance to get whatever small block they want to get or whatever kind they want to get. I mean, you got them a hell of a small block. You got them a hell of a car. So you got to be in the combination.
Oh, DJ, small block. Come on, man. Don't do that.
Listen, if it's considered a small block, it's considered a small block. I mean, I can't say that he bought what they told him was a small block. That's what he paid for. I'm not going to say it ain't a small block. I mean, but I can't say I ain't never even seen his motor, so I can't say nothing. I just seen the car.
When small block got the same stroke as my motor.
We ain't gonna do that Don't do that.
I'm just saying. I ain't calling no name.
I mean, you don't know what that man got, though, man.
I ain't talking about small block. We talking about small block. We ain't talking about no individual. We talking about small block.
Yeah.
I said, when a small block got the same stroke as mine, I'm here, that's a small block.
But the only somebody can say what stroke he got is Lil Tony and the injury bill.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm trying to say.
I ain't talking about Lil Tony. Y'all talking about Lil Tony. I ain't talking about Lil Tony. I'm talking about in general, a small block.
That's what we referenced, so you got to be.
No, they ain't who I'm referencing. Okay,
all right. Well, what I'm saying, okay, bottom line is, he got a damn small block. He bought, when he paid his money, they said it's a small block. It might be one of the new small blocks or whatever, but it's a small block. It's considered a small block.
It's got a small block
cast intake on it. That's what I heard, and I heard it got one carburetor on it. I heard that too. I could be wrong. I don't know because I ain't never seen up on this.
They cried about the carburetor, you know. But to my knowledge, it has one carburetor on it.
Yeah, it's a small block. He draw from my understanding. He drawing on Jimbo. He drawing on SVO. He drawing on Chucky. He drawing on Wayne. He drawing on Kip. The whole Kip 28.
Well, he made it clear. His statement has been the same from start.
Anybody with a small block, nitrous being the only additive, no Willy Wars. He's been saying that from the start. He's still living by that today.
Well, I guess, now at the end of the year, so I guess the gloves is off. It's like everybody's got to get down now.
Ain't there
one I just called got a small block besides Kip, but it's a boosted small block. All the rest of them is big block nitrous.
Well, you know, normally at the end of the year you see strange things happening because it's the closing.
Yeah, it's time to do what you got to do because the thing is, a lot of time when winter come down, you know, we got a little downtime, time for some upgrade. I mean, I hope, Lord willing, I hope to be everything fine. I hope to be doing a little upgrading myself. But, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But time for the rubber to meet the road, man. I'm about ready to jump in the ring. So, I'm sure at every event you see me at from now on out, I'm going after me somebody. Somebody to get on the other side.
Well, yeah, you ready to try somebody? Huh?
Yeah, I got enough to fight. I fight most of them. I mean, that car got plenty in it, but it, you know, I'm at a point where I feel like I'm going and get me a few sparring partners.
Ready to try something?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's up, man? Glad you're ready to do something, homie.
Yeah. Yeah. If I go on down here to Louisiana, I'm probably gonna cut my trip short to come back to Sin City and they said they want to do something for $2,500 in Phoenix City Sunday.
Who that?
Corey. That way he say now. You know he'll flip.
They got a shootout. I think they got a 29 Tyree Sand and a 28 Sunday. And I don't know how that shit go. I tried to call Bram, but he answered the damn phone.
I just got a text. Jimbo and Lil Tony are locked for trick or treat.
Damn.
I mean, dog still got his show going. Somebody's over there arguing now.
That's what I got. Old Jimbo jumping the room. That one thing about old Jimbo, we don't race.
I cannot say that they won't go. Disrespect, Jimbo and Lil Tony. Jimbo and Lil Tony. Lil Tony, small block, Jimbo, big box. It's going to be some action at the end of the year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trick or treat. It looks like it's gonna be crazy, man.
It's gonna be the start. It's gonna be the start of something and the end of something all the same time.
Well, it's gonna be the start of something. Anything that don't happen or any rematch to be done in Baldy race, I guess. All it's gonna do is make the end of the year race even that much bigger. I just sent me a text. Let's get DJ Granite and Turbo GT locked for trick or treat. I don't see why that should be a problem. I think we can do that. So I mean, y'all can consider that if me and Turbo GT on the ground, no problem. We gonna get it on. We've been meaning, but that's something that's supposed to happen a long time ago. I like them guys. And that's another race y'all can count on because I know they ain't gonna bag up. And I ain't even the bag up, so you got two people that got transmission that ain't got no reverse, so that's going to happen.
Where that come about? Somebody said something about that?
Somebody sent me a text. Cars locked in and get it on. Anyway, yes, sir. Sounds good to me.
That beat on drop again. Oh, yeah, that shit been wild, boy. They gonna be off chain down there. When in that trick or treat grade? Let me get Wit ass on the phone. He probably still with that goddamn arguing.
He still arguing. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. I gotta call that goddamn Brian back. All right, quick.
Brian who?
Down there, please let me tell about him. And being on lit, what's the name there? He's King B from Texas.
Yeah,
you gotta get King on. What the fuck Brian doing? Yeah. Can you hang him up, Dean?
Can you hang him up?
Yeah, I hung him up. Well, I thought I hung him up. It wrote the damn thing. It finally hung up. Oh, yeah. You got King B number?
I don't think I got King B number. I should have it, but let me look at my phone. Hold on. Thank you.
The bar going to be down that day week, I heard, through the grapevine.
What do you say now?
I said your boy is going to be down there to the Great Grand.
It's going to be down where?
Phoenix City.
Who that?
Stephen McManus.
Oh, Stephen and the other club back together?
Yep. I don't know. I ain't talked to them. That's what I heard. I heard from three different people. So it got to be together.
I'm going to, you know, if anything happens, I mean, heaven forbid anything happen, I mean, I'm planning to be in Louisiana, but I'm seriously thinking about coming back Saturday night after the race and just come on back home, but it just all depends. You going over there Sunday, bud nigga?
Yo, dude, I got to talk to you, man. I got to talk to Jane. I ain't talked to nobody yet. All right, dude, your mic open back up.
So, but guys, I got a young man on the line where we can't seem to stay home. And dog, we can't seem to get Tony Bynes to shut up.
Yeah, man, once Tony Bynes get on the road, man, it's hard to stop. It's hard to stop Tony. Man.
You over there hollering now about somebody should have gave the belt up. He wouldn't want a belt if he didn't race for it.
I feel like the belt should go back up to be won. That's just me now.
I see you said the thing I said. I suggested that before they started all this hoo-ha about these belts, if you can't race, I feel like it should go back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another shootout.
Yeah, that's what I thought it should be. But to me, they just started to mess. They got a big face of it going on.
That way, you know, you got, you know, six to eight cars fighting for one belt, you know.
Yeah. If you look at
it goes back to how, look at
like this. Remember when this so-called government that we have stripped Ali of his belt? Did no one didn't get the belt?
Nope.
Did they fight for the belt?
The
Frazier ended up winning the bill. It wasn't given to him.
Mm-hmm.
No. So that's something I never understand, but that's how they play. You got the crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be back. I got a hookup forever.
I think that's what the original rules, that's how it was, though. You had to, if the person couldn't run, the belt went back up for a shootout. But things have changed. I could be wrong, but Dog would be the one to clear that up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let me see him. See, we got him more hands up. Oh, really? What's that? Put 29 on this car. DJ don't got Sanson and Nash to talk about. Who is it, Rick? You got to see about that.
He got nasty and disaster.
Yeah.
Has he made a pass yet?
Yeah, he I don't know. I ain't seen him. He's going to Leicester Mountain Saturday. But I don't want to run him down there finish it, said.
Well, I'm going to finish it Sunday.
Yeah, you see, they might do it Sunday. They're both in the same place at the same time.
I try.
You don't understand that thing. I heard it got shoot out fast and shoot out funding. All kind of grudging and stuff. So I don't really know that I try to get by it or if they can tell somebody about it. The school didn't want to try for $2,500, huh?
Of course, he didn't say it to me. Said saying that online, but you know how that happened.
Yeah, that Sunday. Yeah. Somebody said he called his butt naked up there, and he said, yeah, I ain't coming. Oh, no. So they say that. Then somebody said, he wants to turn around. At least he said, my mom saw my cousin and took one in the yard. He turned around, went back home, pointed shit, and called the ball man, so he's coming in to work.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You made the man not even come to the racetrack.
Well, I don't know, man. I tell you what, they thought I was going to get out of track standing up there. We didn't get a chance to make no shakedown straight to the race. I was like, wow, let's do a shakedown. Daddy told me, no. No shakedown. Time to go. Time to race. Why that? So I drawed you, and we finna race. Okay. I can't get out of the track, huh? Team had to be a Friday down there and finish it. Okay. Got him. Yeah.
You
had a good time with the
threes. You probably win the threes over there.
I don't know, because we were playing the game. He was playing on up the game. We down through there. Got the man did the damn 4th of July at the big end, though. Boy, she know how the goddamn light pole. I don't know the fuck came by that motor.
What now?
No. On the big end down there, right before you go through the trap.
So, what about it?
Balls all at the top. It was shooting like glitter and shit at the top. Shooting up high as the goddamn light pole. So that's something was burning something. He said it didn't hurt him, but something going on. Then he checked the car. I'm in the column today, too, to ask me to do a compression check. I ain't get in the column. I've been busy all day. Well, the whole track fell down. He said, but they don't get on the damn track. He got too much power. Shit. We went down it.
Nah, I'm scared. Go down. Too short. Too short. They ain't got no slowdown room.
You don't turn it all on, man. We didn't turn it all on. It was all right. Track worked pretty good. You know, if you get out of, you know, you get crazy, you're supposed to lift anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You just can go down and run your car. Hands for the fifth, but you can run. You can't do none of that.
Yeah.
Well, I was good for them guys, you know.
Showed up for the
they,
so they all glad to see you up there.
Yeah, they were glad to see it. So a lot of people don't want to travel, so I went and supported the local guy, man. You know, that's all.
Yeah, no wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We need to get King B on and let him talk about the show and we get on the body. Ain't nobody got nothing to say.
I ain't got King B number.
Hold on.
I think he's still on dog them show. They raising a whole hell about a bell that hurt for the hell. I gotta go on mute for a minute, brother.
Hold on, let me see if I got his number.
Okay.
Let me
That's what should
happen. Well, I got to go to Holly Springs. Shit, I got to call James.
I don't have it.
When in Whitnum Red? October the
weekend of the 20th. Yeah, this month. Next weekend.
Oh, next weekend?
I'm so weird. God damn. Yep.
Oh,
this weekend, the weekend of the 17th. Yeah, next weekend, yeah. Dang. So weird, buddy.
They got a 2-day lead at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Johnny. Yeah, let me tell you,
yeah.
Dog shit. We got it going on. Dog's telling everything he's treating you know right now.
He said what now?
I said, dog is tricking on everybody that he dream he knows something about right now. It made him hot. He's telling everything. So if you think he...
Yeah, tie us in.
Little guys or the smaller guys, we don't make a belt size. That shit y'all go through about that spanking that belt. These guys have smaller cars out here running for these
guys. Hey, Uncle Larry, your mic on.
Good report,
I know Willie Dog. I was just trying to wait till y'all finish talking. I had something I wanted to address. So y'all don't finish getting y'all business straight right quick.
Well, we got 5 more minutes on the show before the show go off.
Okay, well, dog, the reason I turned around and I queued in, Willie Dog, was because of the simple fact that the statement that was made about when we went to Ronnie Brown's race was not true. Ronnie Brown told us that when we come to his race, all cars had to race for $500 or better. Okay, and I wouldn't address this if it hadn't been said. It was $500 or better. So if it's a shootout and you were in the shootout, anybody that got in the shootout had to bet $500 or better. So my thing with that was he turned around when Pete won the event, whether the person made the call or made the trip down the track or not, they still lost. You know, so with that being said, I like for the facts of the matter to be told. If you're going to tell a story, tell the whole story. Don't tell part of the story. You know, so I was just telling the whole story because of the simple fact that it was some bullshit involved in it, you know. So with that being said, because the whole story wasn't told, I just wanted to come in and clear that part up. That's all. So I'm going to And the reason I said that was because of the simple fact of being fair about shit. That's what I'm talking about. And anybody that want to laugh about it, y'all entitled to do what y'all want to do. But I'm only speaking the truth. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. I don't give a damn how you look at it.
I say give the motherfuckers a trophy. Fuck it, give them a trophy.
Hey. Now, this is a morning show shit here, boy.
They ought to take that belt and slap somebody whole across the ass with it.
Good
God, man.
Hey, now, you know what? You know what I'm nervous about? The nervous thing I'm about now. I don't care what nobody say about me. I'm just so nervous. Why is Tony trying to be so nice and mad all of a sudden? I'm real nervous about that. I'm nervous as shit.
Hey, y'all don't need to worry about me and Tony. Oh, shit. Tony ain't in Dubai.
That me?
Hey, Tony. Hey,
Tony ain't
in
Dubai.
You gonna buy a
black
car, Tony?
Man, I can't buy a goddamn car. I'm so broke.
If he do, you better get all the money up front.
Good God, everybody.
Well, I got a bit, boy. Y'all love this here show. BET, I'm finna do some shit y'all ain't gonna like, though. Oh, no.
Muted.
I gotta do it. Well, guys, I hate to say this here. We was just getting good down to the good part of the shit. Everybody was just getting their shit off. We was getting everybody to start telling the truth or lies or whatever they was telling. But, goddammit, it's time to goddamn go. So, goddammit, I'm sorry we had to close the goddoggone show. this quick, boy. I wish somebody might book another show and we can keep this shit going because it was just getting good. But with that being said, I want to bless everybody for coming on the show. I want all the people out there with the misconceptions about certain things. I'm going to get their misconceptions. Like I said, the misconceptions and the implied warranties on these different damn talks and different people dealing with you is you really misleading. If you really want to know something about a person, go to that person and ask them point blank. That way you don't have to know it. All I'm going to say is, BET, you started some good shit that you just started a little too late. Mike, take us out of here, Mike.
Jesus wept. Amen.
Thank you.
Hey, I thought the show stay on for a whole nother hour, man.
That's a weekend.
Oh, gee, lad, that's Tony know your shit started good.
Hey,
yeah.
I almost told BET me and him hit the wall. I'm different. He would bend over it.
Oh.
Now, we y'all must be still on the show.
Y'all showing up.
But, nigga.
That damn King B dropped off again. On the wrong earphone. Yeah, DJ.
He had too many people online.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah, they getting it in over there. Let me get that witness to come with me so you can find that motherfucker right quick. He ain't called in yet. Let me call that motherfucker. Oh, we got a hand up for it. Let me see. 228. 11:32, your mic is live.
Bucket ass naked, you and DJ Grant. It's the Crooked Letter.
What's going on, Crooked Letter?
What y'all got going on, man? I'm sitting here listening at y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? I chime in to tell y'all, you know, that I'm with y'all, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I support you because DJ, you come on a little show I'll be running on Sunday night, and he talked to me for a little while, and I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? But, nigga,
yes, sir.
I heard some good stuff about you this year already now, you know what I'm saying? So you you get ready to bake some potatoes and peel some potatoes and french fries and stuff, man. Hey, man, they say you about right now.
Yeah, you all right when you come to ball, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. You know, just do what we do, how we do what we can do. That's all we can do.
Oh, yeah. That's all we can do right there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to let y'all know, man, that I'm out here supporting you, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? And DJ can tell you, but nigga, you got to talk to you on the phone, too. You always know. I'm just one of them cats that's just straight down the middle, straight cut. I'm a realistic person. That's all I can say. I'm a realist. I don't hold no punches. I don't throw no curves. All I know is to throw the straight naked heat, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. You talking about that big man, Uncle Larry?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I
talking about that big man, Uncle. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it, bro. I don't know no other way, man. You know what I'm saying? What ain't nothing to say on Fred Savage all the time? The truth shall set you free. And that's it.
Look at that motherfucker right there with Wick. I was looking for him while. Excuse me, Cricket. Let me get that song going.
Go on, have your business, baby. I'm on mute, man. I'm on mute.
Okay. Wick.
Yo. What's going on?
Tell them about the damn show, man. I can't, you know, my mind ain't too good and I ain't got social media. Tell them about the show next week, motherfucker.
Oh, man. You know, it's a trick or treat. You already know.
It's one day. Is it 2 days or so? One day of what? Ain't it 2 days this year?
Yeah, get fucked up day. Yeah. You know what it is. Get fucked up. That
man,
was
tell the folk, man. Quit bullshitting. I got 24th
and 25th, butt naked. All grudge. We're going to shut the lanes down by about 7 o'clock. Ain't going to be no shaking down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that boat day.
Boat day.
Okay.
The track still be open for Friday for Test and Tune and everything for people.
Yeah, Friday night Test and Tune. Track, goddammit. Whenever you get there, he'll open it on up for you. He already told me that today. And if the weather ain't good for trick or treat, we're gonna push it out to the next weekend. He just
okay.
told me that today too. So
okay.
we good to go.
It's shaping up like it's gonna be one of the biggest races of the year, man. I mean, everybody talking about it. So.
Mhm. I'm with you on that, DJ. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of feedback. You know, people talking about it.
Oh yeah, man.
Talking about coming.
Oh yeah, everybody talking about coming too.
I heard Jimbo and Godfather was locked in. Little Tony.
Yeah, actually, me and Turbo GT, if both us on the ground, we gonna dance too. And I guess I'm gonna have to go on and face whatever y'all got over there on 28 that day too myself. So.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get in there on Thursday if I can.
Well, DJ, if you know you're only 300, if you come to the show, you can use that 300 for gas. You got to come to the show and raise somebody. I just come and look. If you come for somebody, you don't owe me that.
that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I just try to do, you know, whatever I can do to help, you know. I ain't trying to kill no. I ain't trying to take get nothing off nobody, man. You come to the show, we even shit. If not, I want my 300.
motherfucker, what I get if I come to the show you week back?
Man, get fucked up. Give me 300 to come to the show, motherfucker. How about that?
I'm gonna make sure
butt nigga gotta pay 300 goddamn just to come. I'm gonna put that on at the gate.
God damn. Oh shit.
If I come to that show, I'm getting in free. God damn it. You better believe that shit. I ain't playing a quarter.
Alright.
And I want some goddamn good to eat down there. Oh yeah. Everybody don't make the line.
I ain't cooking the Sunday.
Yeah,
I can't cook
homie.
My cook can't get off work,
baby.
What
you mean? Come on, your line open, Turbo.
I was going to try to cook Saturday, but my cook can't get off.
No, that ain't no excuse. You got enough food to cook Saturday, son.
Bullshit. I got enough food for you, motherfucker.
You ain't got no food stamp. You want to buy some food stamp?
Yeah, I'll take a few.
What's going on? What up, Turbo? Your day normal, brother. We coming looking for your ass.
You want some of this, Turbo?
you told a lot on the radio show. I was listening to you talking about Junior ain't got no motor in it.
Yeah, I got Shawty. You want to run Shawty?
No, I don't want to move. No, nope. I don't even know Shawty. I ain't never seen a Shawty.
Oh, okay. You still got the nicest car you talking about coming with?
Yeah, we got a nice company coming with. I'm 28. What you got over there?
I'm running with Junior.
I have the motor in it now.
I have it back in
it. Okay. We'll lock in next week, man. Make sure you get the motor in.
No, all right. We can lock in now. I had a motor back in that motherfucker. Goddamn. Back in.
Now, we racing this weekend, so we make sure we ain't going to hurt you. We're going to lock in next week.
Where y'all going?
Huh?
Where y'all going?
We're going to Florida.
No,
down to Orlando.
Y'all going to test then, man.
No, we're going out in the race somewhere.
No, okay. Well, good
what
luck. Bring that money back to me.
What mall is it? Ain't going to be everywhere around.
I don't know where it is. I done called him three times, goddamn it. I done called him three times. I can't get him tonight. He might be somewhere, goddamn it, in that damn truck.
Hey,
you
think y'all have a new crowd that with on
28? I don't know. We're working on Tim. Working on it now. So I don't know. He working on it now. It's gonna be close, but I don't, you know, she tight. If not, we're having it in Florida for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't want that motherfucker no way, DJ, I promise
you. Uh-huh.
You better grab Junior first.
Yeah, I got
we think by naming that motherfucker Shawty too.
Shawty Junior, Shawty Junior.
You might not want to fuck with that motherfucker, DJ. It's gonna be a little rough for you.
That's damn hard, I don't know.
You might want to try Junior first, man.
Yeah, I ain't making no real noise yet. Not time. I might need to try Predator first. Yeah, you mean?
We ain't gonna do all that, but you can try Junior.
Now, how many grill raises y'all got? Y'all got different grill raises on different days, or just grills and both days?
Ain't no shootout. All grudge, man.
Okay, I'm
trying to get your hands. 7:30. You can't come to the lane unless you got a grudge ready. You got to get dog the money, everything. It's going to be, you know, no more shaking down.
Mm-hmm.
So what be the best day to kill goddamn Junior, Saturday or Sunday?
Whatever day you want.
Okay.
Whatever day you want. Both, if you want to.
Stay 2 days. We
got
to stay 2 days, but nigga.
Last year we ran Brian Davis Friday. We ran Brian Davis Saturday.
If I get missed, I'm goddamn with you and come on down.
Well, I don't know if you heard, but I think they say Latona calling out everybody in Camp 28. Everybody.
Yeah, I heard. I heard he called out the whole Camp 28.
Only one I already heard a lot, I heard him and Jimbo a lot. But I didn't hear about nobody else a lot.
Let me get these two mic. 219-418, you might be live.
What's going on, fellas?
Terry.
What's going on?
What's
Hello,
up?
Terry. Terry, don't you got, you the one got the Extreme 28 belt, correct?
No, we got an Extreme Fox Body belt or something. The grudging belt? Is that what you're talking about?
Who got the 28 and the Extreme 28 and 5 belt?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought you had.
Oh, you know what? That's Chad and Kip.
Chad and Kip got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Who
is that? Chad and who? At Chad and Kip, they won't put that belt up for trick or treat. Me and Chad and Kip.
I don't know if they're coming.
Okay.
Jets trying to get off work.
Are they going to Florida?
I think
Chad and Kip coming, but I don't know they're bringing the top.
Right.
I talked to Brian earlier. I think they're coming to help Jimbo.
Right.
Okay.
They getting ready for Street Outlaw again, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, Chad taking the car to Street Outlaw?
He might be.
Well,
let me get that one more mic right quick. 708-6741, your mic is live.
Hello.
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 It's Ray Ray.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's
going on, Ray Ray?
Where's DJ?
I'm right here, brother. How you doing?
You going to trick or treat?
Yeah, we were just talking about you. We on the ground.
Someone just told me you were just talking about me. That's why I called in.
I said I know you ain't got no reversing. You ain't got no.
Oh no. You know what? You know what I said is I said we ain't got a lock in or nothing. When we see each other, we'll race.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's all good.
I should be there long, hurt nothing this week, and I'll be there.
Exactly. Same thing with us. Yep.
Okay.
Same thing with us. We're planning on going.
That,
so
that race right there will happen if both of us on the track.
It's been a long time coming. I know.
It's been a long time.
Am I right?
We got to go to clear that out.
Hey, it's all good. I'm back and I want to try it.
Cool. All right. Another one to put down with.
Yeah, so that's cool. It should be a good time down there.
Yeah, I ain't writing none of them down. I just know they go.
Yeah, we don't have to log none in. It's all good.
Yeah.
If we get down and we're both doing good, we'll just, you know, as long as it ain't fucking 9, 10 o'clock at night and it's cold out, I don't give a shit.
No, I ain't trying to do
it. I ain't trying to wreck no car. We just got that motherfucker back together.
I feel you. Trust me, I gotta get on. You know how to speak my nemesis. That's why I wrecked that before. So I gotta. You know how you gotta get back on that horse. I gotta overcome that.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good. I just wanted to call in, and you know, someone told me that you had mentioned something. So I just want to let you know we should be there.
Cool. No problem.
So yeah, and you got too many people on your Facebook, so I couldn't get on there either. So. I went on Facebook. I'm like, damn, this dude got 5,000 people. He can't even accept no more.
Hey, Ray, only 8 of them are racers.
Huh?
Only 8 of them are racers.
I had a life before NT Racing came aboard. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, I'm going back to drinking, I guess.
Okay, brother. We'll see you down.
I'll see you guys all down there, man.
All right, cool.
All right.
773-715. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with?
What's going on, Bud Nick? DJ Grant? What's happening?
What's going on?
What's happening, kid?
Shit, nothing much. What happened, Whit?
Hey, what's going on, kid?
Shit, nothing much. How my man doing? He doing all right?
Yeah, he doing all right. He said he was a little pain earlier.
Yeah, I know. I talked to him last week. Goddamn, he was completely out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he was in a little pain earlier, so.
Mm-hmm.
I had talked to him a little earlier.
And you got to go back to surgery or something, sir, Charlie.
Yeah, man.
But he doing all right?
Yeah.
What you say, DJ?
I said, but he doing all right?
Yeah, he doing all right. Just a little pain here and there, so he going to have it for right now.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get one more mic, fellas, right quick. Somebody over here, it might be Hood Rat. I'm not sure. Somebody in Alabama. 205-810, Mike is live. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with?
Somebody
that don't want to help. But they pricked one, but I seen them at the bottom of the board earlier. Now they don't prick the one and got up, you know. Come on, homie.
Must have been a hood right on the ground.
That goddamn mice instead of a rat. All right, where you going back on mute, Dan? Y'all go ahead.
But nigga, you going over trick or treat?
I'm going over there. I'm along with it. I won't lock the neck. I ain't talked to the tune in the driver yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kept telling them I had to wait on them guys, because them guys be racing, they be doing stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll see you in the place then.
Hey, man, that's going to be a heck of an event, y'all. Everybody inside of my voice, if you want one to go to, there's definitely one to go to. Need that.
See, you know, I don't know if I'm driving to stay 2 days or not. I don't know if it can stay one day or 2 days.
Down in that hole. T-Man will stay.
Why not? Now, but nigga, you know if you don't show up one of them days, they don't put a mark on you now.
I'm telling one of them days now. I just won't lock that knee now because hell, I don't know where.
Just come on in that Saturday evening, stay all day Sunday. You know, pull out Sunday morning, you get in that Saturday afternoon. You know. That track is good all day long.
Yeah, we're going to try it out and see what
works.
Yeah,
as soon as he get through prepping the track, you ain't got to worry about the track no more. That'll be it.
Listen, man, that's a track you can go. You can be the only car there in the track.
What's the plans for Friday?
Just test and tune if y'all want to.
Right. How much is it? You know?
$100 car. And then, you know, usually be $100. You really be $100 a car if it's a certain amount of cars, but I already know it will be a certain amount.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be, shit, 10 cars down there testing Friday.
What about Thursday?
Yeah, you can test Thursday, shit. You don't need to know about when you want to test.
You going there, holler at Jabos? Tell him you want a test. I don't know what he might charge.
He might do it. You know, he ain't gonna kill you.
Yeah. There ain't no been the house, Brian. I guess I'm going down there to a chicken. Who's taking the 5-8?
She live, eh?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to camp out.
What's up? So,
they don't trip about the track. You go in there and test all you want. Ain't nobody got to be in there with you or nothing. The car goes straight down.
Ain't telling no lie, y'all.
If I get into the old goddamn radio and try them down there, Slick ain't going to do no good at that goddamn track.
You can run Slick down there. DJ has Slick on him.
DJ ain't got the power
you
I got.
You got to. Oh, no.
Here we go.
I'm fucking with Witt. I ain't fucking with you, DJ. I don't want him to come back with something smaller.
No, you can put your radio on, but I mean, if I ran Slicks on my car and came to Holly Springs, I'd leave them on them. All you gotta do is
put
you a little bit more air in the tire and spin it over a little faster, get a little bit more power.
I agree with 100%. Do your research.
That's all you got to do. If you run your tires on 11. Put them on 11.5. And if you bump your power up just a little bit, because it's Slick like to spin over when it leaves. And that's all you got to do. And you know you got to kill it. A Slick, you got to hit it, kill it, and then get back out there. That's all you gotta do. Loosen and then tighten the car up. You know, Slick like the car to be tight. A radio like the car to be loose. If I ran on a Slick, I'd keep my Slick on. But if you got a tuner that can tune on both, then you just put the radio on. It'll be better for the radio, but you ain't got to have the radio.
I'm gonna go down tomorrow and talk to him and see what's up. Oh, yeah.
You don't have no tour nowhere else you go.
Yeah, I do. I want to hear you talking about. That we don't go nowhere. We ain't got that. Ain't going nowhere like that. Get caught out there like that. I don't like the goddamn loon. You think I like loon? Hell no.
No.
I ain't doing that. I was like, can he go for 2 days? Or he gonna go for 1 day?
They ought to come down there anyway. They ought to get the, they ought Y'all get handcuffed in the grill or somebody.
When you call him out with y'all the other week, what you want? No, they won't rent that car no more till they get rid of it. What's his name?
Yeah.
They won't rent that car no more. Is that right?
I was coming off the trailer and got them in Montgomery, though.
They ain't gonna rent that car no more. I thought
when he came on line, didn't he say they were thinking about coming to trick or treat?
No, I ain't never heard of
them. They're going to Huntsville.
Huntsville the week after. Huntsville the week after.
Yeah.
Trick or treat.
Yeah, the 30th, 31st, and the 1st.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never been to Huntsville track.
Oh, that's a good track. Good goddamn track.
Damn, DJ, you in Alabama ain't never been to Huntsville?
I've never been to Huntsville race. I went to Carter in Huntsville, and didn't even know they had a race. But I didn't know they had a damn drag strip in Huntsville.
Hey, you in Alabama?
Badass track.
I went to Oakwood.
Stop area used to be fucked up, bumpy and shit. But I think they said they fixed it.
That was one of your better tracks down in Alabama.
Yeah. Shit around. Huntsville used to be the best track around, goddamn.
Yep. You're
better than about alcohol. Oh, motherfucker. I like
that. They say Tate having a race next year in Huntsville. G-Bodies versus the World.
Yeah, right. That's a good track. Damn good track.
Well, all I say, I believe King B gonna have a good race this weekend. I know Trick or Treat is gonna be off the goddamn chain, and I believe Mike Hill gonna have him a good year in finale. And Baldy race should be stupid this year. So, couple more big events. Make a name. Try to that dog gonna get your name put in the grudge books for this year. Well, but Megan, ain't no need for no dead ass. Ain't nobody got nothing left to say. We can get it the hell up out of here.
All right. We can do that then. Kid, you don't mind? Give us a final thought for tonight, homie.
Yeah, my final thought is our Cubs, they in the championship game.
Yeah, he is. And I saw that on the news.
Yep, and I'm going to say good night, y'all. I'm going to watch the rest of this other game.
Okay.
Appreciate you, kid. What's the final thought?
Good show, BET. I mean, good show, but Nick, good show.
What the hell did he say? Good show, BET. Kirk Creek Rainbow Council, it moved to October 30th and 31st. Trick or treat been canceled, y'all. October 7th, 31st when it gonna be. Yeah, motherfucker. All right. Good night, everybody.